Welcome back to our subject stores management, and we now move on to chapter number 6, which is materials handling. Earlier in chapter number 2, we have seen the storage organization. In chapter number 3, we have discussed about stores, processes and systems. Chapter number 4, we have discussed about storage equipment, and in chapter number 5, we have seen the location and layout of the store and how to organize a best layout, that we have seen in chapter number 5. And now we will see the important chapter, that is materials handling. Better the materials handling, better will be your profitability, better will be your efficiency, better will be the effectiveness of the store's organization. So, materials handling is very, very important. Many types of materials, namely raw materials, purchased components, semi-finished goods, finished goods, packaging materials, maintenance and repair supplies like spare parts, oil and consumables, scrap, waste, rejects, rework are all handled in manufacturing operations. These material handling is very important because all of these materials are handled in the manufacturing organizations. These materials are of various sizes. Some are small, some are very tiny, some are very big, large, various shapes will be there, specific features will be there. The layout of facilities is directly affected by nature of these materials. If you have small materials, then different facilities will be there. Large materials, different facilities will be there. Bulky materials will be there. Heavy materials, fluids, solids, flexible materials, inflexible materials require special handling and affect the layout of facilities for handling, storing and processing. For example, there is a finished good which is having a very fine polish on the OD. We cannot handle it in such a way that the polish will get spoiled, it will get damaged. So it has to be handled properly. We have to take care that the finish, surface finish of OD is not spoiled. So we have to take care. Material handling, the another name of material handling is taking care. Material handling is defined as the art and science. These two words we are using many times. But material handling is art, and it is also science of moving, packaging and storing of substances in any form. Substance can be in liquid form, it can be in solid form, it can be in gaseous form, it can be a compressed gas cylinder and so on. It can be anything. So, material handling has to be properly designed. Material handling is also defined as movement and storage of materials at lowest possible cost through the use of proper methods and equipments. Underline, lowest possible cost through the use of proper methods and equipments. There are three perspectives in material handling. One is, okay, traditional point of view. I will explain to you what is this traditional point of view. Then second is plant-wide concern. The total plant, inside as well as outside the plant, in the premises of the plant. That is the second aspect. Third, the systems point of view, which again I will explain to you, where we take the overall perspective of the materials handling. Traditional point of view means the emphasis is on the movement of materials from one location to another location inside the factory. For example, there is a grinding machine. From grinding machine, materials are lifted and transferred onto the next machine, maybe lapping machine, and that is coming in the traditional point of view, where the emphasis is on the movement of materials from one location to another location within the confines of the individual plant and not the outside of the plant or not in the premises of the plant. Plant-wide concern, little more scope is there for this. It focuses the attention on overall flow of the material in the plant, inside as well as outside the plant, overall flow of materials in the plant, and systems point of view means requires visualization of materials handling problems, physical distribution activities, all closely related functions as one, an all encompassing system. Even supply is coming from suppliers, supply is sent to customers. Systems point of view involves the movement of materials from all sources of supply, that means vendors or suppliers, all handling activities within and around the plant, plus handling activities involved in the distribution of finished goods to all the customers. That means it starts from the suppliers and ends at the customer's premises and encompasses the total supply chain management. Movement of materials do not add value. Some people will feel that movement of materials adds value, but let me tell you that it is only a cost. It does not add value. Customer doesn't want to pay for your material handling. And that's why I consider it as the non-value addition operation. But they add to the cost of the product. Efficient operation of appropriate materials handling methods reduce cost, because we have to utilize our material handling equipment in such a way that the cost is minimum, the time is minimum, and derives maximum capabilities with less cost. Objectives of material handling. If you ask me, what are the objectives? First is very obvious, and that is lower cost of material handling per unit. So we have to see that material handling is done in a straight line, no backtracking, etc. Because we have to reduce the cost of material handling per unit of FG, per unit of finished goods. Reduction in manufacturing cycle time. Manufacturing cycle time will be minimum if material handling time is minimum. If from one machine to another machine, we take too much time, too much backtracking, too much zigzag movement of parts, then manufacturing cycle time will be too much. For making 1000 parts, if normally we have to have 10 hours, because of delay in material handling, it will be 12 hours. And we will lose in our productivity, we will lose in our profitability. And then third is better control of flow of materials. What is flow? Flow is movement of materials without any stoppage, continuous, like river flows from one end to another, there is no interruption. So the material movement should be continuous without any interruption, without any stoppage in between. So flow is important. Manufacturing cycle time should be less. Lower cost of material handling per unit. Improved working conditions. Greater safety. Better quality. I have seen there are many accidents while material handling. Our objective is we don't want any accidents. Our objective is we don't want any hazards. We don't want any deaths. We don't want any hospitalization of people. Then we want better quality. As I said, our material handling should be so good that our raw material or finished goods or semi-finished parts should not get damaged while material handling. So material handling should be very good. It should not damage our materials and give better quality at the end of the process. Customer should get a very good quality. He should not find the damages because of the material handling. He will not accept the material at all. So we have to make the working condition so good that there are no hazards, there is greater safety, there is better quality. Then next is increase store capacity. In store, we have to utilize our space cubically so well, because space is locked up money, as I have said earlier. So we have to increase the storage capacity by utilizing the space in square feet as well as cubic feet, and increase the storage capacity. And then next is higher productivity at lower manufacturing cost. What is productivity? Productivity is material manufactured in a given time. For example, one company was able to make 1000 pieces in a time period of 8 hours, and now instead of 1000 it makes 1100. So I would say that there is improvement in the productivity. As against that, if the company was earlier able to make 1000 parts in a time period of 8 hours and now it is making only 850, I would say that there is a reduction in the productivity of that company. So we have to always see that higher productivity at lower manufacturing cost, and that will be given if our material handling systems are efficient and effective. Then what are the principles? What are the main things, main factors in material handling? Very funny, eliminate handling. I would say I should not handle it at all, because once I touch the material for handling, maybe there will be some damage. Small damage, micronic damage, small damage will be there. So eliminate handling, or it is not possible, I know, make the handling distance as short as possible. That means in layout of the machines, keep the two operations very near to each other, so that even one man can take the material and give it to the next operation. It should not be that one machine is here, another machine is in the outside, some long distance I have to travel. While traveling, there will be rains on the road, it will get damaged. Then again, third operation is in some other building. Material handling itself will create quality problems. So here, one funny sentence I have written: eliminate handling, or make the handling distance as short as possible. Because longer the distance, more will be the handling damages. I'm afraid that customer will get handling damages. Next, keep moving. Keep moving, don't stop. That means your layout, your process should be such a way that at the moment one operation is over, next moment it should go to the next operation, and the next operation should start. There should not be any idle time, there should not be any waiting time, there should not be any machine or man idle time, and it should keep on moving continuously so that there is highest productivity possible. Idle time, waiting time will reduce your productivity. So keep moving, reduce the time spent at the terminal points of the route. Don't wait. It should move like I give the simile of river. It should move continuously. That means the moment the first operation is over, next man should immediately take the parts and start his, and it should be a continuous flow. Next, use simple patterns of material flow. Straight line flow. It should not be zigzag. It should not be backtracking. It should not cross overs. There should not be any congestion. Then carry payloads both ways. What is payload? From this place to that place, your truck load should be full. Not half truck load, not partial truck load, not less than truck load, LTL. It should be payload. so that we save the material handling cost. Payload from this end to that end, then payload from this end to that end also. Payload. You load the truck fully. Make your materials planning so well that the truck is always full. Then no empty transport. That means it should not happen that one truck comes with payload, unloads the material there and goes back empty. No. It should be payloads both ways. Empty transport is unnecessary cost. Empty transport is waste of time. Empty transport is waste of capacity and increase of cost. Then I said carry full loads, use gravity. What is gravity? Gravity is a great gift of the nature. Use gravity for moving the parts from higher height to lower height. Use it. Use gravity. As far as possible, use gravity, because the potential energy will be converted into kinetic energy that you have seen while you have studied the science. So, convert the potential energy into kinetic energy by using the gravity. Then, include moment of men. If there is a truck, put some people in that also. So that people also will travel faster. Include movement of men, machine, tools and information continuously. So that material handling becomes more efficient, more effective. Then support objectives of receiving, sorting, inspecting, storing, accounting, packaging, assembling. Cost of owning and maintaining equipment is the cost. What is the cost? Company is bearing the cost, that is owning the equipment, that is depreciation, investment, interest on that investment, everything you know. And maintaining equipment means to get the spare parts, to get the material repaired, for that to get some supplies like oil, grease and all that. So cost of owning, cost of maintaining, cost of operating the system, and that means people, electricity, hydraulic oil, all that will be there. Then every effort should be made to reduce the cost, because as I earlier said, it does not add value. It is a non-value adding operation. It does not add value. So, every effort should be done by everyone to reduce the cost. It does not add value. Please note this again and again. Material handling does not add any value. And whatever non-value adding operations are there, we should reduce. Because what is non-value added operation? Customer doesn't pay for non-value added operations. So, ultimately we lose. That's why every effort should be made to reduce the cost, because it does not add value to the product. Then, organization for materials handling. It should be a part of industrial engineering function. Why? Because industrial engineering function will study the process and find out the best method. All non-value added parts of that process, they will eliminate. They will see that the operation is done in the least possible standard time. They will study the process, they will eliminate the non-value added parts from that. And they will make the process very fast. So it should be a part of industrial engineering function where they will study the process. They will do the time study. Then they will find out that what is the standard time for that process. Then it should be centralized under one head. Material handling should be centralized under one head. It should not be that production of that department, he is looking after the handling. Then production of other department, He is looking after the handling. There will be a total mess because nobody will maintain the equipment. I have seen that the forklifts, so many forklifts were lying unattended. They were not getting repaired at all. Nobody was worried about them. So, if the operation is centralized under one head, then overall coordinated approach is possible, maintenance is possible, training is possible, manpower is possible. So, unit load concept. What is unit load concept? Larger the load handler, lower should be the cost per unit. That means you are taking the material from one place to another. Take maximum load and handle it as one unit load so that you reduce the cost per unit. Larger the load handled, lower should be the cost per unit handled. That is the principle. So bulk material or number of items so arranged on a pallet or on a rack, bulk material or number of items are so arranged that the mass can be picked up and moved as a single object. So that you definitely reduce the cost of material handling because large amount of material is moved as a single object, which is too large for manual handling. That means manual handling, by manual handling, you are not able to move that. So put it in one small box so that it can be moved as a single object. That is unit load concept. It is quicker to move a lot of items as a unit than to move each one of them individually. Very, very obvious. For example, there are 100 blocks. If I move them one by one, one by one, one by one, it will take long time. But if I am able to arrange those blocks on a pallet and able to lift it by forklift as one unit, definitely I will save time. Definitely I will save the cost. So it is quicker to move a lot of items as a unit than to move each one of them individually. Very, very clear. Use of skids, use of pallets, which will save time. I have shown you earlier what is the skid platform. I have shown you earlier how the pallets look like. And use those skids, use those pallets which save time, require less floor space because they can be stacked on each other. And remember, the equipments which can be stacked on one another will save your cubic space. You will increase your cubic space utilization if you are able to stack the skids, pallets on each other. They will require less floor space because they will be utilizing more the cubic space. Then flow. Look at this. Flow patterns. Various flow patterns are there. This is coming from here and going like this. Circular flow pattern. Then material comes like this, then goes like this, then goes like this. Another is all straight line flow, parallel flow. Here also material comes like this and goes like this. Here you can see the material comes like this and goes like this. Here you can see the material goes down like this. Various flow patterns will be there. We have to see what are the most efficient flow patterns. So, advantages of well-conceived and carefully planned material flow system. Increase efficiency of production. What is efficiency? Efficiency is better output for given input. For example, one operator, as per standard time, he is able to make or he is supposed to make 1000 parts in a shift of 8 hours. But he is making actually 1200 parts. So his efficiency is 120% and he will get incentive for that 20%. In some companies that kind of a system is there. if you are, your standard time says that you should make 1000 parts, and if you actually make 1200, you will get 120% incentive. Efficiency will be 120%. Okay. How one man is able to make 1200 when he is supposed to make only 1000, tell me? He is saving his personal time. He is saving his material handling time. He is saving whatever allowances are given to him. He saves in that and makes more production and takes away more money to his home. Increased efficiency of production is possible if material handling is able to save operator's time. Then better utilization of floor space, because I use the skills, I use the pallets, and I'm able to stack on each other. Thereby, I utilize the floor space better than simplified handling activities. Better equipment utilization, reduce in-process time, reduce in-process inventory, very, very important. Better utilization of workforce. Let me tell you, better flow results in better inventory, lower inventory. Flow, non-stop movement of parts. That flow will give you a better efficiency, lower inventory, better utilization of workforce, better utilization of equipment, better utilization of floor space. So flow should be there. And that flow is given by a well-conceived and carefully planned material flow pattern. Reduce product damage, reduce walking distances, minimum hazards, basis for efficient layout. So you should plan your material flow pattern in such a way that all these objectives are achieved. Faster supervision, simplified production control, minimal backtracking. Because I have seen in many companies, too much backtracking is there. That means material goes from one place to another, it comes back, then it goes again and comes back. It's a very bad way of material handling. So flow should be such a way that it should be in straight line. Simplified production control, minimum backtracking, smooth production flow. Improved scheduling process, reduce crowded conditions, better housekeeping. What is housekeeping? Yesterday I said that a place for everything and everything in the place. No unnecessary movement. No unnecessary material lying on the floor. Logical work sequence. Then adaptability, flexibility, load capacity, power and speed. These are the factors affecting selection of material handling equipment. Space requirements, supervision required, ease of maintenance, environment, cost, operating costs, installation cost, maintenance cost, power requirements, space cost, human factors, then equipment oriented systems. Types of material handling systems, which I am going to show you in the next slides. So some material handling systems are equipment oriented. That is, overhead systems, conveyor systems, tractor transfer systems, forklift truck, pallet truck, industrial truck, and underground systems. These are equipment oriented systems. Next is material oriented system. That means unit handling, one by one, like engine or a gearbox, one by one. So material handling system is material oriented. Then bulk handling, that means small, small parts in large quantities. And then liquid handling systems like petrol, diesel, chemicals, for that different. So it is material oriented system. Earlier we saw it was equipment oriented system. This was material oriented system. And then method oriented system, manual, mechanized, job shop handling systems, mass production systems. Then function oriented, transportation, conveying, transferring, elevating. Conveyors, belt conveyor, chain conveyor, roller conveyor, pneumatic conveyor. Cranes, elevators, hoists, industrial trucks, forklift trucks, pallet trucks, tractor, hand trucks, power trolleys. Pipelines, automatic transfer devices, automated guided vehicle, AGV and industrial robot. Look at this. This is gravity conveyor. Potential energy is converted into kinetic energy. Look, by gravity, the materials are continuously flowing non-stop. So, it is a gravity conveyor where a lot of rollers are there. Look at this, a very beautiful gravity conveyor. I will show you some of the material handling systems actually. Next is portable belt conveyor. It's a belt and it moves by a power system and continuously the material is moved on this portable belt conveyor, which I am able to put from one place to another. So it is a belt conveyor. Then it is overhead monorail. It is overhead monorail means the material is moving from one place to another continuously round and round, and the various processes are done on that material. So it is actually overhead monorail. Then you can see this overhead bridge crane, EOT, overhead bridge crane also is there here. So here there is a hoist and we are able to lift the material by this hoist, and then this crane moves like this and we are able to move the material on this crane. This is the operating system where I am able to operate the crane by hand. Then electric hoist, which is lifting the actual material lifting. Then this is gantry crane. It is kept on the floor and look, it moves on the floor on the rails and then material is moved from one place to another. Gantry crane. Next is elevator. Okay, elevator, we call it as lift also. Material is lifted from one level to another level, so it is elevator. Then forklift truck. Forklift truck is a very, very useful thing on the shop floor. Material is kept on pallets, as I have told you in the earlier chapter, and then this force will go below the pallets and lift the material. A very good handling system which is very useful everywhere in the shop floor where there is a very good floor. This is wooden pallet, which I have told you earlier also, wooden pallet. Then this is the tractor with trailer. Then this is the skid box. Then this is the power trolley. Then this is the hand truck. Then this is the pallet truck. This is the AGV, automatically guided vehicle. There is a computer control, and below this AGV there is a computerized strip which automatically tells it where to stop and where to unload. So for that a man is not required. It is automatically guided vehicle which is controlled by a central computer. Evaluation of materials handling performance. Okay, I have put so much money, so much investment has happened. Now, as I have told you, it is a non-value added operation. So I must evaluate the materials handling performance. So how to see the performance? Various ratios. I will explain to you some ratios. Material handling labor ratio. That means how many people are handling the materials divided by what is the total labor. For example, total labor is 1000 people and I have 100 people who are handling the material. So it is 10%. Then direct labor handling ratio, that means labor handling divided by the direct operators. What is direct operator? Direct operators who are making the production. So what is the ratio of material handling people to the direct labor, then management operation ratio. So what is the ratio between material handling and management people? Then manufacturing cycle efficiency ratio, space utilization efficiency ratio, equipment utilization ratio. For example, I have 24 hours in a day for one machine. How many hours I am actually using? It is 2 hours, then it is 2 upon 24. It's a very, very poor utilization. Then idle space potential ratio. What is the idle space in square feet divided by the total space of the stores? Then material handling personnel per 1000 employees. How many people are there per 1000 employees in material handling? Then percentage time lost by direct labor in materials handling. For example, I am a direct labor. I have to produce 1000 pieces in a shift of 8 hours. But I am not able to produce 1000 pieces because I have to handle too much. I have to handle the material and I waste time in material handling only. So what is the time spent by a direct operator in material handling? That has to be made zero. So we have to study that, and industrial engineering has to work on that. Then the ratio of number of moves to total number of operations, then percentage of usable cubic footage usually occupied, material handling costs as a percentage of manufacturing expenses. Thank you.